Well, this morning we're welcoming in our special guest we've been looking forward to all day. Max Hardberger is with us to talk about his adventures as a sea captain. Good morning.
Hi, Birger.
How are you?
Good.
Well, we are definitely landlocked and dry around here, but that has not been the case of your life, and we just want to start hearing about some of your crazy tales that you have to share as part of this new publication called Seized. And specifically, the pirate aspect has definitely gotten national attention. So tell us a little bit about your personal interaction with what happens out there.
Well, the pirates I deal with in the Caribbean, which is where I do most of my work, are more subtle than the Somali pirates. They manage to steal ships without exposing themselves to gunfire. So in some ways, I think they're more dangerous than the Somali type of pirates. But my job is to go into these countries where they've been able to bribe the judge or use the local corrupt authorities to their own advantage and bring my team in and grab the ship and take it back out to international waters and to some safe country that respects international law.
So your position is to reclaim captured ships?
I don't know about the word captured. These ships are generally seized by corrupt governments.
Okay.
Using corrupt judges and other officials. So, but that's my job, is to go into these corrupt ports and to get the ship out where we know that we can't go in and use the law, so we have to go in and take the ship out in the middle of the night.
You're kind of like a ship repo guy.
Right. That's
okay.
That's very close.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So how long have you been doing this job?
About 20 years.
Now, is it something that's kind of old news for you, that's just another day in the office, so to speak, or do you constantly have those struggles with new and challenging situations?
Oh, yeah. Every single situation is new and challenging. They wouldn't call me if it weren't challenging. So you absolutely have to keep an open mind, and you have to come into a situation aware that things may well not be what they seem. So in that sense, it's kind of a combination of a military extraction and an intelligence work.
Wow. Now, what is one of the hairiest situations you yourself have been in?
Well, I've had some hairy extractions. I've had one that I tell about in the book where I couldn't get the engine started. I sneaked on board, and we were trying to get out, and we were in the middle of a very tightly controlled port. After I tricked the guard off the ship, we can't get the engine started. But that was pretty frightening. But we did get it started, and we got out. Another time I had to sneak a ship out of Haiti during the 2004 revolution, which the roads were full of bandits. All the jails had been emptied, and in spite of it, I had to make my way over 4 hours of mountain roads from the capital and sneak on board and get a tugboat to come in and pull the ship out, all the while with people all over the bay there rushing down to the ship to see what we were doing. So, and that was a pretty hairy moment.
Man, how do you even get involved in a line of work like this? Did you start out as a sailor from your youth and maybe involved in military situations, or has this just been something that came naturally through just a chain of events?
Yeah, it was just a chain of events. When I was a ship captain, a couple of times I had to steal my ship out when local authorities were trying to steal it, and then once I was working for a company that had a ship seized in Venezuela, and nobody else would do it, so I volunteered and stole it out. Once that happened, and there was an article written about that, and the word got out, and you know, Caribbean shipping is a pretty small business, so when people found out there was somebody crazy enough to be willing to do something like this, somebody with that need would just kind of naturally turn to me.
Wow. So now, a lot of these stories you have put together in this book called Seized. It is a sea captain's adventure battling scoundrels and pirates while recovering stolen ships in the world's most troubled waters. Long title, but I think it does a very accurate job of depicting what you're going to find between the two covers. Tell me, it looks like now that this book has been picked up for a release of a movie. Tell me about your involvement in that.
Okay, of course, you know, the least important guy in any movie project is the guy who wrote the book from which
sure.
It's adapted. But we had a nice talk last night with the producers, Tony Eldridge of Lone Tree, and Joni and Keith of Point Blank Productions. They just got through doing a a Peter Weir movie called The Way Back with Colin Farrell and Ed Harris, and they picked up this project. So I like Keith will be writing the screenplay, and Keith Clark, and I like their take. So looks like it's moving forward.
Wow. Now, is there a little bit of apprehension for you to have your kind of life story here publicized by book, but then also on the big screen? Do you think that's going to put you in jeopardy in any way as it pertains to your profession?
No, not really, because I have to keep a very low profile anyway. I'm pretty well known already, unfortunately, in this sort of line of business. So when I go into a country to research an extraction or when I get involved in something like this, I keep a very low profile. Generally, certainly the opposition doesn't know I'm in the country, and a lot of times I don't even let the friendlies know. In other words, I try to keep myself as distanced from the operation as possible, especially so that I can get out of the country after it's over if I'm not going with the ship.
Right. Now, as this makes its way to the big screen, do you foresee there will be individuals trying to get in touch with you saying, hey, how can I join your crew? Because they're ready for kind of that high seas rodeo atmosphere.
Oh, I have a lot of them. I get applications all the time. And I respond to everybody. But generally the problem is that these people are mostly military types, and what I need are seamen, people who know their jobs on board the ship, engineers, ship's officers. I have no real use for people, no matter how good they are militarily. If they can't take their job on board a ship and do it without instruction, then I really haven't got any use for them, because I don't get involved in force. We don't use force or armed battles at all. So my crewmen are not military types. They're actually seagoing types.
So your crew really needs to know their business in terms of how to just do all of the jobs on board.
Absolutely. They have to be able to do it blindfolded without any instruction, because once we get on board the ship, there's no time for me to tell anybody anything. Everybody, in fact, we will research and we will go over it. I will practice with my crew what each man will be doing, and I'll have them rehearse it sometimes in the hotel room before we go to the ship.
Wow, that is one heck of a job interview.
That's right.
Wow. Well, I want to appreciate you in spending some time with us this morning. We've been speaking with Max Hardberger about the book called Seas, The Sea Captain's Adventures. Well, I wish you best of luck with as this gets released to the market, and then definitely going to be looking forward to see what happens as the story makes its way to the big screen.
Well, I'm sure it'll be an interesting story. So just let your audience know that they can get it on Amazon, and I'm looking forward to see how things develop.
All right. Well, thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.